UDOT Communications Manager Jeff Dupay identified three main phases where the public is required to be engaged as part of the environmental study. The first stage is the scoping phase.
You're collecting data and you're looking at what additional corridors should be looked at, any potential pitfalls or hazards that the project team needs to be aware of, as well as challenges.
Dupay says at the end of the scoping phase, they will then take the information gathered and identify some alignments that will lead into the alternatives analysis phase.
We're saying, okay, here are some potential alignments that could provide some benefit as far as moving traffic, as well as potentially minimizing some impacts to the natural environment as well as homes and businesses. In that alternatives analysis phase, you then go back out to the public. You say, okay, here's what we've identified. Give us your comments. Give us your feedback. We can then screen out some of those alternatives and then start a more in-depth analysis of what alternatives would work best by minimizing the impacts as well as identifying what those impacts are.
The final stage is the draft EIS stage.
We've identified the no-build alternative, which could potentially mean just leave things as they are today with whatever minor improvements are planned in the future, or we've identified what we would call a preferred alternative, which then means we feel this has the least damage to the environment, it fits within the social and economic climate, as well as reduces impacts to homes and properties and businesses along that alignment. We go back out to the public and cities and the county and say, here's what we would recommend as a preferred alternative.
Dupay also clarified that the public will be able to interact with the study throughout the process.
Now, there are other opportunities for the public to interact with the project team as you're collecting data, as you're refining data throughout the process. The process itself has to be data-driven in order for it to be objective. So that's something that's really important with these types of studies, is it's the data that's going to help guide that decision.
During the planning study, which preceded the upcoming environmental impact study, UDOT collected nearly 500 comments from residents weighing in on the proposed route. A large number of the comments supported the bypass in some form, but many, especially those in the southwestern portion of Heber, opposed a proposal that would run the bypass along 1300 South in Heber. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.